welcome back to Hosting, the podcast where I, Kylo Ritchie, have house guest Guy Montgomery in my place in Sydney. Guy, it's day two. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic.
Yeah, you had a great sleep, didn't you?
Really deep. I was out for 16 hours.
That's a long time.
It's the longest sleep I've had since I was a teenager.
Wow, and it's only 2 hours and a day difference, isn't it?
Yeah. So just 2 hours, really.
Well, it's 2 hours and a day.
Yeah, I know. But if you think about it in terms of the actual clock for today, it's only 2 hours that I'm dealing with.
That's true. But, I mean, if I woke up and I thought, oh, it's Sunday, but it was actually Saturday, I'd be probably pretty tired.
Well, thankfully...
No, 2 hours isn't going to make a big difference there for me, because I'm going to think, God, I've lost a whole day.
Thankfully, that shouldn't be a burden for you, because, I mean, you're used to Australian time. You've been here for a year and will be for all eternity.
Yes. Yes, certainly does seem that way, Guy. And, well, more than seem, it certainly is mandated that way. But that's life, you know?
I was going to say, is that bed, did you buy that? So you provide the room, mm-hmm. the furnishings?
Not the furnishings, no. I'm given a small stipend from the Australian government to go towards furnishings. It's modest, but I use that to purchase the things for your room.
That... I was looking at the mattress. That's a Posturepedic bed. Those cost over $2,000.
Yeah, it's not a very big stipend. Anyway, and so was it comfortable, though? It sounds like it was comfortable.
Comfortable, slept well, had a lovely cup of coffee you made for us both this morning.
Yes.
Delicious. Again, didn't get to tuck in any of that breakfast. Would love to, I don't know, dart out to a cafe maybe for a late lunch.
Well, I mean... We could go for a late lunch, or we could have, I've been slow cooking all day, some butternut pumpkin and garlic. It's going to be really nice. We're going to turn that into a pumpkin soup.
I do love pumpkin soup.
Well, guess what? It's coming up for you, Guy. So that's lunch. So why go to a cafe when I can bring the cafe to you here in my house?
That's true to a point, but it would be nice if every now and then we got to leave the house. And
well,
go
actually, I wanted to talk to you about that, Guy, because I heard back from the Australian Tourism Board while you were sleeping for 16 hours, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to put any of your things on the list.
What did they say?
Oh, they said they're just all full.
They're all full?
Full up.
Full of what? More organized tourists?
Yeah, well, a lot of these things are booked.
None of this information is given to us as tourists before
That's
we arrive
funny,
in Australia.
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, huh. But how would the other tourists know to lodge these things before me? If we
how many angels on a pin? You know, it's just one of those questions.
That's not a question I've ever heard before.
Yeah, well, you got it. Well, that's a great segue, Guy, because it's time for a little music appreciation. I've got an album for you. This is for you to listen to in your own time later this afternoon.
Great.
This is a Paul Kelly album.
And who's Paul Kelly?
He was one of our Australian musicians. Very, very, very great, great musician.
Hell of a face.
Oh, yeah. That's a face that we all know. We all know that face. And one of the tracks on that is Careless. And one of the lyrics in that is How Many Angels on a Pin? So there you go, Guy.
What's the song Careless about?
It's about giving someone too much control. So that's going to be a great listen for you later this afternoon, Guy.
Is this sort of required reading in a sense? Hypothetically speaking, what's the accident?
Hypothetically, we all have to listen to it. Hypothetically, every one of us has to hear this at least once a week. Hypothetically, we don't have a choice in that, Guy. I mean, I can throw hypotheticals around all the time. I say, oh, hypothetically, I need you help me, Guy. I'm in a bad place. You know, hypothetically, I could throw that kind of stuff around, you know? But I'm not going to, Guy. It's just a great album, and you can listen to that later this afternoon.
Cool. And you're all right. You're all good.
I don't know why I wouldn't be, Guy.
Well, just before, when you were throwing around hypotheticals, mm-hmm. you sort of said, hypothetically, I could need your help. I could be in a bit of trouble.
Well, that's just a hypothetical, isn't it, Guy?
I guess so.
So, what would you like to do this afternoon, Guy? I mean...
Well, I guess that was a pretty comprehensive list. I had 133 activities.
133 is a lot.
To doing in Sydney. And I never really considered when I was coming over what I would do if all of those were taken away from me.
Well, why would you, Guy? I mean,
it just seems so unlikely.
Yeah.
I remember when I was showing this list to my friends back home, they said, 133, there's no way you'll get through that stuff in a week. And I said, well, you know, I'll try. So to have them all taken away from me seems just like a cruel twist of fate.
What a difference 16 hours can make.
Well, like I said earlier, I guess one of the main things I would love to do, if it's okay with you, we could nip out and grab ourselves a bite to eat.
Well, we could certainly do that, Guy. I mean, the soup's still cooking in there.
Yeah, how long's that going to be?
Well, I mean, let's say 2 to 3 hours.
That's a long time to wait without food.
Well, do you want to have some of the leftover breakfast, Guy?
No.
Got here, look, I took some of the sautéed mushrooms from yesterday. Some sourdough bread from a local bakery.
Yeah.
That's some of my homemade mustard. Call that mustard mushrooms. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Oh, that's a fun portmanteau.
Yes. I like to think of myself as a fun host.
Well, I do too. I will respectfully say no thank you to the leftover breakfast, and that's not, again, to disrespect your cooking. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I mean, I suppose we could have a mushroom together.
Yeah, go on.
And you take one also.
Oh, yes. Well, of course.
Bon appetit.
Bon appetit.
As they say.
Mmm. Oh, it smells so good. So good. I'm going to put that back, though, because I'm not...
I didn't chew it. And I'll tell you why I didn't chew it, because you just sniffed it.
Yeah, I just had a sniff. I'm quite full, Guy. I had quite a hearty breakfast just before you got up. But that's just the virtue of how long someone sleeps, you know?
Yeah, different people eat at different times.
That's it.
Well, I guess if neither of us can eat any of these mushrooms, we'll just have to wait for that soup, huh?
Yeah, you'll just have to wait for that soup.
You must be used to having guests where, you know, some of the activities they want to do get lodged with the tourism board and they get disapproved. What are some of the things that you were hoping to show me or you were hoping that we could do together?
Oh, God. I'm glad you asked, actually, because I had some really fun things that I want to get up to. So remember in New Zealand, we had...
So long ago, it's hard to remember everything.
Yes, but, well, some things, they're very burned into my brain. And remember we used to do a game where you would spray me... You'd spray me with a very, very hot hose.
Yeah, I remember spraying you with the hose.
Yeah, well, what I've done is it's actually the heat that your hose produced, I couldn't quite replicate that legally. But what I have done is I've made this tepid bath, and I thought I could throw some of that water at you.
You've drawn a bath and you want to pour the, well, I guess if it's a
I just want you to feel at home, Guy. I want you to feel like you're in New Zealand.
That sounds fantastic. I you know, get set to get wet. I'd love it.
All right. Well, let's have a. I'll throw some water at you.
When are we going to do that now? Or are we going to do it later this afternoon?
No, here we go.
Oh, well, you sure weren't lying. That is some tepid water.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about as hot as I could get it. And I really want you to have a good time here, Guy. And I want you to be having a great time, and that's as warm as I can get the water.
Oh, that's no
without
worries.
Without boiling it.
That's no worries, man.
I can make it hotter if you
no,
want.
No, that's fine. I really appreciate the gesture. Look, that was actually a bit of a goof. That wasn't necessarily as much of an important part of a trip to New Zealand as I made it out to be. So don't sweat the whole water thing, really.
Well, a lot of my activities, I don't know. Because I've just tried to do a lot of stuff. Okay, no, that's cool. I just wanted you to feel at home.
No, you don't need to worry about making me feel at home. What I would love is an authentic Australian experience.
Okay, well, look, Guy, why don't
do
we...
Do you have a towel?
Yeah, you've got one. I've got one in your room.
Yeah, it's just I'm getting a little bit cold from the water, so...
Well, we only get so many towels, Guy. So just there's one in your room.
Yeah. Well, I'll just go and grab that very quickly.
That'd be great, Guy.
Yeah. Cool.
There's only...
Oh, that's better. Sorry about that. What were we talking about?
Nothing. Are you dry?
Yeah, I feel
much
drier. Keep
hold of that towel. Look, why don't we go
out of the house?
No. Why? But, Guy, you've barely seen around it. Why don't I show you my room?
I feel like I've seen your room.
No. Yeah, well, okay. Let's...
I feel like I've seen all of the rooms in this house twice now.
Why not thrice?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking at a house, you know, good and proper. But I just really would love, you know, I've heard so many things about the waterfront and the cafes and restaurants and bars cutty, and the museums.
Little New Zealand song, yeah, guy.
Yeah, that won't be necessary.
We could just sing a song reminding ourselves of New Zealand. Why go outside when I can sing? Remember the Sing Bear? He would come on the television, he'd say, don't go outside, have a sing.
Is this an Australian?
Koala bear.
The sing, well, of course I don't remember
every
this.
Every morning at 8 o'clock.
I don't remember the Sing Bear because I grew up in New Zealand. We weren't exposed
to it. So you did. Well, how about a puzzle, guy?
Yeah, look, there's nothing wrong.
Oh, look, this one's of Paul Kelly's face. Look, lucky you've seen that before, guy. Yeah,
well, that's exactly the same as the album cover that you've given me.
Exactly the same.
Hey, maybe we could do this puzzle while we listen to Paul Kelly a little later. But right now, here's a thought. I was looking up on Google Maps on my phone before, and the National Gallery of New South Wales is only 3 kilometres from here.
That's so close.
It's a perfect temperature for a lovely, breezy stroll. Why don't we walk down there? We can grab an ice cream on the way.
Oh, yeah, that's... You know what, guy? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wonderful. I'll put my shoes on. We can go
great,
right
great.
Now.
Put them on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, guy.
What's wrong? I just got my shoes on.
Oh, gosh, damn. Because I've been a goof, and I've locked us in the house.
What?
What a goof.
How have you locked us in?
If I knew, guy, I could unlock us out, you know?
Oh, that's a real shame. Well, I mean, surely there's something we can call, a key cutter or...
Well, I'll give them a call now.
How did you lock us in? What's that huge chain of keys on your belt, Luke?
It's a Pokemon. It's from the new series of Pokemon. And one of them is a big ring of keys.
Man, they really ran out of ideas fast, those Pokemon guys.
They did. Yeah, so that's...
Well, it's very realistically rendered.
It's a model. Yeah.
They look and sound like real keys.
Yeah, well, that's the joys of Pokemon. So I just keep that model on my belt.
That's cool, man. Well, I guess so long as we're stuck in the house, I mean, you might want to make that phone call. I could get a start on this Paul Kelly puzzle.
You get started on that puzzle. I'll call the locksmiths and see if we can't get this done in time for us to get out and get to that gallery. How do you say about that?
That sounds really good to me.
Well, let's get cracking.
5,000 pieces. There's no way I'm going to finish this during my week here.
Well, that sounds like the spirit of a quitter, guy. I reckon we could get through a 5,000-piece puzzle at least by the time you go.
I don't doubt that we are capable of doing it. It's more just that I would, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, lest I sound like a burden. But it's going to take a long time.
Oh, no, guy, look at the time. It's already 6 in the evening. You must have nodded off there for a bit. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at your clock. It's probably still wrong from New Zealand time. But it's all, yep, 6 p.m.
I don't think I fell asleep at all just now.
Museum will be closed. Gallery will be closed now.
Why do all your clocks say 6, but mine here says 2?
That's... Well, because it's daylight savings now. And in the news this morning, which you couldn't have heard because you were asleep, they said that New Zealand has put their clocks...
But that wouldn't make a difference. This is an analog watch.
2 hours.
What people are doing to their watches in New Zealand or clocks doesn't make a difference to the time that it says on this.
Because you would have said it when you got into Australia.
Yeah, I did. I said it to Australian time on the plane.
It's a New Zealand watch.
Well, it's Swiss, but I wear it in New Zealand. I bought it in New Zealand.
Well, see, because magnets, you see, that keep those watches, analog watches going, they can get a bit thrown out by changes in the meridians. So when you've come around, you've come across 2 meridians.
So between me opening up this 5,000-piece jigsaw and now, without me having put any of the pieces
You barely closed your eyes, but then you were out.
We lost 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the gallery's closed. Well, did you at least call the locksmith?
Yeah.
And
he is on his way in the morning.
Okay.
And he'll fix that out. It was too late by the time I called.
So, another night in.
Well, lucky we got this puzzle, hey?
Yeah, I guess. You guys got Uber Eats or Deliveroo or any of that?
Don't worry about it, guy, because there's a pumpkin soup ready to go. There you go.
Oh, wow, that looks delicious. Is that sour cream in the middle there?
A little bit of little sour cream.
Same farmer from yesterday?
Who makes a sour cream?
Yeah.
That'd be silly, guy. Imagine keeping that much lactobacillus around your house. No, that's her neighbor.
Oh, also a farmer, presumably.
A lot of farmers now, guy. So, enjoy. I had someone you having a sleep before, so...
I am
full as a gug.
Bore, but I would love if we could eat one of these meals together. And I'd love if we could do it soon because I'm getting so hungry, Carlo.
Well, just eat up. It's a perfectly good pumpkin soup.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is a pretty good soup. I'll have a mouthful of the soup, hey?
And I'd love to see you eat it.
Mmm,
that's great. Would you like a drink or go into the kitchen for a bit? Another craft beer, guy?
Yeah, sure thing.
Mmm. Well, there we go. Cheers.
You didn't...
Gotta let it warm up, guy.
I forget you like to drink them at 14.
Yeah.
I think that's enough soup for me, Carlo.
Gosh, you are looking tired again, guy. You're so sleepy, buddy.
No, I'm okay.
Jet lag is really rocking you around.
I don't think it's jet lag. I've never been jet lagged flying to Australia before.
Yeah, well, it's so... With all the times, the differences and...
I'm not ready for bed.
It's this puzzle that is what it is. Tuckered you out.
There won't be the puzzle. I haven't even listened to Paul Kelly yet.
Well, that's tomorrow taken care of.
Oh, no. What are we going to do tomorrow? Surely we can get to the gallery. When's the locksmith coming?
First thing in the morning.
What's first thing in the morning in Australian time?
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
No, but I would just love... I'm just trying to mentally outline...
It'll be before you even know it happened.
You think I'm going to sleep through?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do... I'd love you wake me up when you get up and we could...
I'll give it a go, guy, but I tried this morning and you were out. And I wouldn't want to deny you the rest. Well, sleep tight, guy. Off to bed with you.
No. I want to stay up.
Well, you can fight it if you want, guy.
Yeah.
But maybe sometimes you just gotta listen to your body.
It's just...
Off to sleep,
I've
buddy.
I've not eaten for...
I'll save some of that.
Hours
I'll,
now
I'll save some of that soup for you in the morning.
It's only like 2:15.
Yeah, so it's just gone after 6.